On gas, Europe really must try harder. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Bain, in for Victoria Craig. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, that was the warning today from the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz ahead of a meeting of EU leaders in Brussels to discuss high energy prices and the cost of living crisis. It's not a new warning, of course, but it is one that's more urgent than ever. Germany is increasingly worried about what its gas supplies will look like later in the year and is using the summit starting Friday as something of a chance to issue a wake-up call to the rest of Europe. This was Mr. Scholz's economy minister, Robert Habeck, talking about the need to act now on gas supplies ahead of what could be a testing winter.
Gas and energy is being used as a weapon against Germany. The way I see it, the aim is to destroy what has characterized Germany and Europe over the past few months, that is great unity, solidarity with Ukraine, and the willingness to pay a price for defending freedom. They want to damage this with a debate about energy prices, and this must not happen.
Professor Monika Schnitzer is a member of the German Council of Economic Experts, a body that advises the German government, and she fears in the short term, countries may have to turn to more fossil fuel use.
At the moment, we have our storage facilities filled by almost 60% now, which is good. So the last 3 months have been important to fill this up. But we would need to fill this up to 90% or so when we reach winter. And so for this, we do need to cut down the use of gas. And the one way to do that is to no longer produce electricity with gas, but to move to other possibilities. And the most obvious one is to use coal.
And Professor Schnitzer is also concerned about the need to conserve energy usage and whether that could force German industry to make some tough decisions.
Industry will already have to cut its usage. So at the moment, everything that can be done to lower usage has to be done in order to prepare for the winter. And that really means industry has to find alternative ways of producing. And at this point, that means also there is a dampening effect on the economy already.
That's Professor Monika Schnitzer there. Well, taking a look at the numbers now, and a much more positive end to the week for the financial markets in Asia and Europe. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index finished the week up just over 1%. Here in Europe, main benchmarks in London, Paris and Frankfurt, all also currently up between 0.7% and just over 1%. The Japanese car giant Toyota is recalling 2,700 of its all-new electric cars. The reason? Because they're worried the wheels might fall off. The BBC's João da Silva explains all.
It's an embarrassing setback for the world's largest car maker. A Toyota spokesperson said bolts on the wheels of the BZ4X electric vehicle could loosen during sharp turns, causing the wheel to detach. The safety recall affects 2,700 vehicles. More than 2,000 cars are in Europe, with the rest in North America and Japan. Toyota said it had notified Japanese safety regulators about the defect on Thursday and that it's still investigating why those bolts could come loose. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's João da Silva for Marketplace.
Yes, and there's been similar problems with Subaru as well, so one for us to keep watching here. Now, let's head to Cape Town in South Africa, where a hospital there is proving to be a hotbed of innovation, with robots already being used in surgery and AI transforming patients' lives. The BBC's Vumani Akezi has that story.
The Da Vinci surgical robot is the most advanced machine of its kind on the continent. There are only three of them in the whole of Africa. It has tiny instruments that mimic the surgeon's hands with great precision and a wider range of motion than a human could ever manage. A team of surgeons at the Tygerberg Hospital are busy performing a three-hour minimally invasive procedure on a male patient. Dr. Tim Forgan, head of colorectal surgery and robotics at Tygerberg Hospital, says faster recovery time is one of the major health benefits of this robot.
So it's helped us change to more precise surgery. So yes, we can take out the cancer with a bigger open cut, lots of blood loss, versus if you do it with these robots, the cancer will come out, but how the rest of your life will be is so much better because we've been able to see nerves that previously we just could not see and operate much more precisely. So there's way less blood loss. People are out of hospital much quicker.
Another innovation that's come out of Cape Town is an app that allows doctors to determine whether or not a patient has TB. The app is still under development, and researchers are gathering data by recording as many coughs as possible.
Remember, you're coughing. Don't be shy, you can cough anytime. We know you're here because you have a cough. I'm going to press start now.
At the Scottsdene TB Clinic near Cape Town, nurses record cough data and send it to researchers at the University of Stellenbosch to process.
So the science behind it is that the architecture of the lungs almost acts as a speaker that creates a distinctive noise.
Grant Theron, professor of biomedical sciences at the University of Stellenbosch, believes the app could be a game changer in identifying TB quickly.
So it's to increase the efficiency of referral so that the people who really need the expensive confirmatory molecular testing can get it, and people who maybe have a cough for other reasons can be sent on their way to get other investigations important for their health that do not have to do with tuberculosis.
It seems that research in the use of artificial intelligence and robotics in medicine is thriving in South Africa at the moment. This is good news for the country's fragile health system, which needs all the support it can get. In Cape Town, South Africa, I'm the BBC's Vumani Mkize for Marketplace.
Yeah, some amazing innovation there. Just time to remind you before we go, if you missed any of our shows this week, you can check out our podcast. Just search wherever you get yours from. In London, I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.